years ago, he did this deprivation, what do you call it again? Container thing, whatever. And he got in there. And it's water with salt, or I don't know what the story, and it's darkness and silence, and you go in there and you spend time there. And the idea is that the long... Viggo, will you stop scratching your ass on my chair? Have you been hearing it as I'm trying to explain the damn thing?
Now that's good audio.
That's definitely the beginning right there.
Well, there you go.
Scratched. Let's talk about the disgustingness that is Michelob Ultra. I am having forced down my freaking throat tonight.
Now that you're living the ultra life.
Gosh, it's just awful.
Let's talk about... Were you trying to drink yourself skinny?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Low carbon.
I'm trying to drink myself to where I loathe beer, apparently.
Well, was that the thought process, or was it skinny cans that got you?
No. I just never had it. Just trying something new.
And you bought 30 of them.
I was reading it. It said superior light beer, which is a freaking lie. But yeah, I see now that it has 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, and it tastes like it does.
My youngest brother, I believe that's his beer of choice these days.
Oh my gosh. Awful.
He also, I believe, was worried about wedding. He's got a wedding. He wants to take the skinny picture so he looks fat the rest of his life against that picture. That was my advice when they got engaged. I was like, be fat for the wedding. That way you've got, you can downplay it. Be like, wow, you look really good, Dad. I went the opposite way.
Head nodding's for good for audio.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
I've been silenced, so I'm playing a new, totally, tonight's episode, this is going to be a totally new freaking thing. You guys aren't going to know.
Bales looks like the guy in a movie, like they break it into a house.
That was just Bales talking, by the way.
Yeah, no, seriously, look at him with the glove on. He looks like a hacker in the movie. One of those hacker movies. It's like, Brian, damn it, get the door open. He's like, I'm just trying to take down the network. Quick, and get the door open. Brian, we need the door open now.
They just need Viggo walking around to make it sound like he's typing.
Yeah.
Open the door now.
It's a pretty nice glove. Really does the job.
Is it like a compression glove or?
It is.
Oh, that's right. Because I was going down what Doc was saying and I was thinking, why does he have a glove? Yeah, it does sound like a freaking hacker movie. And like I was just going along with it. And then now I remembered that you freaking hurt your hand.
He was just channeling his inner Chris Cute.
It's what we call in the business a segue.
The MJ.
So we covered gloves and we covered hats.
Hat cast.
Bale's catching us off guard recording a day early.
Yeah. Wednesdays, it's like a jinx.
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're hearing it the moment that we're actually, this is like live, although it's in your podcatchers.
Dude, it messes me up though when we post an episode and people comment on it and say things. And I'm just like, what? What are they talking about? I don't remember even talking about that.
I listen.
I did not listen this week or last week.
Wednesdays are not a good day for me.
Well, that's too bad.
All right. Duly note, so say we all.
Because I might have some more Thursday rehearsals, so suck
listen,
it up.
Listen, Lefty. Listen, Lefty.
Oh, Lefty.
Left eye. Yeah. This is my right hand that's broken, guy.
And you're using which one?
To do what?
Like from Donnie Brasco? Is he Lefty Ruggiero?
Yeah.
Roll up the freaking window.
I've actually moved my wallet to my left pocket. Nice. So I'm, I'm cross dominant already. I write with my right hand, so right. It's been a challenge.
I broke my collarbone when I was in high school, and I had it in the sling up high, like you do. And I remember trying to write like this, like with the little short wristy thing. So I was like, no problem. I'll just write left handed. And it was like I will just photocopy someone else's notes.
Yeah.
And I remember I did so well because I had like good notes, and I was like, why can't I just do this all the time? Like, I'm still learning this. I just need good notes. I can't take notes. But no. Alas.
Alas. My notes sucketh.
Yeah.
So back to Doc's point. You're trying a new beer. So you go in full force and buy like a 30
wide. 30 wide.
24. I think it was 24. Did I not get 24?
I mean, you can't buy a sixer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. One case.
I just assumed, that it would be good. Name brand beer had been around for a while.
But Michelob is never good.
I've never had it ever. No version of Michelob have I ever had.
Well, then you don't go 24 deep on your first.
I think I bust balls on this, man. Yeah, I think I've enjoyed regular.
I know my poor decision. I know the decision I made.
Yeah, don't rub his face in it anymore, man. Sorry.
The can is even demasculating, or however you say that.
It looks emasculating. That's the new can. That's the Red Bull Diet Coke can.
No, I feel like I gotta drink it with my pinky up.
Yeah, no, that's good. If you drink smaller beers, then your dick feels bigger later that night.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So you should start drinking shots.
I just had a little bit of beer come out my nose on that one. That was funny. Good job.
I just feel silly drinking this.
They're like the size of Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, it's that new skinny can.
I mean, yeah, I can almost wrap my hands around it.
Yeah.
It's a 12-ounce. Yeah.
And I have really stubby fingers, so that's saying something.
Yeah. Amy's a lucky woman.
Yes, she is. What I lose in length, I make up for in girth of my sausage fingers.
That's right.
Jeez. So, Eloy, how's it going?
Me?
Yeah, what's the finger situation over there?
What's a good word?
Finger situation?
Yeah, what's the girth of your phalanges?
They're huge, dude. Massive.
Wow, they are.
My phalange is freaking... Let me tell you something.
They're the phalangiest.
Move over.
Yeah, Doc, tell us about the latest Little League game.
We've been getting rained out. No annex. We've been good. Kids are good.
So rained out means you show up and then
I cancel.
Nope.
I cancel from an app. I have an app on my phone, which I address my team from the app, which is, it's like a third party deal. So there's like record of everything said and whatever, you know, for the good of the league. But a lot of the time, there's just no doubt. It's just been, we've been just getting such washouts that I try to call it by like noon so parents can make new plans for the evening.
Are there rain dates? Makeup games?
What do you do? Yeah, I'll make them up at some point. Get to the end of the year. I've canceled two games thus far. I think I've played two games. So depending on how many more, I have two practices a week. I'll just turn the Thursday practice into a game.
How many kids on each team?
I have 11 kids on my team this year.
Is that pretty typical?
Last year I had 13. It's not bad when they bat because they just bat through the order. Every kid gets a whack and then you change. But when you got to go 13 wide in the field, the ball only goes in like, you know, 30 feet past the batter. So trying to spread out 13 kids and you always have like four kids that are just, I'm going to get the ball no matter what.
If there's a kid that's not doing well, do you bench him?
No, I make him run.
Come on, get back in.
I make him run. I'll knock the snot out of you. Go touch the fence.
In Little League?
Yeah. I don't know. I,
why you gotta be so brutal?
It's not brutal. You gotta listen.
Oh, when they're misbehaving.
Yeah, when they misbehave.
Oh. Although I meant like dude strikes out, you make him run last.
Oh, no, I would never do that.
Suck.
No, I'm. Are you kidding me? I'm the confidence coach. Hey, bud, how you doing? High fives. All right.
So, do you have to award participation trophies to everyone at the end of the year?
I was thinking the same thing just now.
They get like a little tchotchke for being part of the league, but it's not like
You're the problem, not the solution.
It's not like a trophy. It's like a, you know, I think it's like a little medal that says the date that they were on the team,
like a commemorative thing.
Yeah, it's not like a, but I'm not playing competitive right now. It's like we just show up and this is pageantry. These are 6-year-olds. These are Shetland kids still. We're just having, you know what I mean? It's a dog and pony show right now. If anyone should happen to play actual baseball, it's great. But
are there any kids that you see that are potential?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can tell the athletes right away. And the best part is I have my father there. My father was a coach my whole life, so I can, you know, when the kids are running or whatever, I can like kind of fall back and get in his ear for a minute, and I'll be like, that kid's gonna be an athlete. He's like, yep. And my dad's the kind of guy that he'll remember that kid's name. I look forward to that now that my kids are be like, you know that kid, he's like, he moved here, he's like, it's good.
But so how many teams are there that
we play in round robin? Four teams right now. As you get older, there's more teams.
So you can pick out the athletes. Can you pick out what profession the other people will have?
I always refer to one kid on it as my second year. I always have an attorney. There's always an attorney or a counselor for the defense. There's always somebody that's just letting me know what's up. And as annoying as it is every fifth time that the kid says something, he caught it. He'll be like, coach, he kicked me. I'm like, well, we got to let it go. Coach, he wasn't paying attention. Well, what are you going to do? Coach, you know, he only batted one time. I'm like, good catch, kid. Good catch. See, that's why you're good. That's why I don't tell you to be quiet, because you're watching. You know what's up.
Do you guys film them?
Film them?
Games?
You know, I'm sure they are. My wife has little snippets and film. I really think that it would be in poor taste if I was out on the field with a camera. Like, I have to make sure everyone. The big thing for me when I'm in the field is to make sure all the kids are looking at the batter. I don't want anyone getting hurt, cracked in the face, or, you know. So let's all pay attention.
Two of my kids played, and there was always the one or two kids that would sit out in the field and play with the grass or kick the freaking gravel around by the bases.
Yep, always. I put those kids like next to another kid, usually.
Good idea.
Yeah, I put them next to a more aggressive kid. You could tell right away. I mean, I'm sure, you know, personalities change, and that'll be fun to see too, and be like, I'm sure there's gonna be. And that's the other thing my dad was saying. He's like, yeah, but watch, a couple of these kids that are just space cadets are gonna turn out to be just studs. He's like, I saw it with you. He's like, kids that you wouldn't think, you know, anything, little chubby kids turn out to be just monsters. He's like, it's weird how you grow up like that.
So, hard segue, if at all, if you were to build a tree house now, what would you put in it? What would it look like, and what would you put in it? I see I've piqued Bale's interest.
How big's a tree? See, when I was a kid, I wanted a tree house. And my dad was like, as soon as that tree gets big, it can build a tree. But I was too young to realize that the goddamn tree was going to take longer to grow than I was going to actually live there.
That's phenomenal dadding right there.
Sucked.
Yeah, that's another power move by Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
No, any size tree, anything you want, what would you put in it? And what would it?
I mean, how balls to the wall are we going? Are we running a circuit out? Are we running electricity out to this thing?
That's up to you.
Batcave. I'd go Batcave treehouse.
Like all the gadgets and stuff in it?
No, it'd be all fake. Just like the set that I could hang out in.
Definitely need electricity. Definitely need a TV and a video game system. Need a winch to pull my lazy ass up because I don't want to climb a ladder anymore. How old are we at this point?
Very old.
Like, do we need a fridge for beer, or we're not
too old to be having the tree houses?
Oh, okay.
Maybe a drum set up there.
Oh, I see. I was thinking a mattress, but drum set's probably more family friendly.
I mean, would the plan be to move into it, or just an escape?
I'd go with an escape. Maybe nothing in it.
Almost like a man cave kind of deal.
I'm thinking I would go decompression chamber.
Decompression chamber?
Like just a place to go and decompress.
That's a good. That's a good
nothing in the room at all, because everything just stimulates the shit out of your brain all day long. It'd be good to be like, I'm going in the room for 5 minutes.
That's a good jump. Wait, my dog's about to hack.
There you go. He got it up.
There's a good thing that reminds me of. I know we're talking about tree houses and stuff, and I owned a tree house. I paid good money for a treehouse back in
the day. Do you split it now?
I was a treehouse owner.
We actually took plywood, the kids around the block, and in my front yard, we had a tree. I don't know if it was a holly tree. I think it was a holly tree. Huge tree. It was just awful. And we, us little kids, we took the plywood. I went into my dad's shed, brought out nails, a hammer. There's boards all over the place on the floor that we found from around the neighborhood. And we climbed up on it and freaking started, you know, we created just a board. That was it, right? It was a board. And we'd climb up and hang out there. But we left the boards, a few of the boards that were scrap, on the floor with nails sticking up out of them. And I freaking stepped on one all the way through my foot. They had to go and take and give me tetanus shots. Back then, but it wasn't too luxurious, but we did build a tree house. My dad saw it and left it there. He's like, oh, cool, whatever. But after that, you know, the tree house was left to the side. I was like, damn. Decompression and this and that. Have you guys heard of those sensory deprivation tanks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You ever tried one?
What do you guys know about that?
Nothing.
I know it's a thing.
I heard it can mess with your mind pretty bad.
So Joe Rogan from the Joe Rogan Experience, joerogenexperience.com.
What are you getting paid by Joe Rogan?
Oh, edit that out. Come on, man. Our podcast is where we talk about a better podcast.
MarthaStewart.com, homeandgardens.com. And so Joe Rogan has a podcast, right? It's doing all right, but years ago he did this deprivation, container thing, whatever. And he got in there, and it's water with salt, or I don't know what the story, and it's darkness and silence, and you go in there and you spend time there. And the idea is that Viggo, will you stop scratching your ass on my chair? Have you been hearing it as I'm trying to explain the damn thing?
Yeah.
That's good audio.
That's definitely the beginning right there.
Well, there you go. So, yes, Beagle, okay. So he got into the thing, and the longer you stay, weird things start to happen to you, you know. And that just reminded me when Doc, so you're alone and your senses are deprived of the normal thing, and it's kind of like an out-of-body experience that's going on, and it can really screw with you're alone with yourself in the realest of ways, in the truest of ways, because there's nothing to distract you at all, and the things that bother you, the thoughts that you have, are placed right in front, and it's supposed to be therapeutic in this and that. I just found it interesting, and Doc reminded me of that when he said whatever he said.
I always thought, like, if you were in that, it would almost bring on madness. Cause I, like, when you said something, or one of you said something about having the treehouse be completely empty, I think Doc said that.
Yeah.
I couldn't, man. That drive me nuts. Cause if I was like laying up there or whatever and looking around, it would get the better of me. And I'd be like, man, you know what this could use? Could use some crown molding or
maybe my treehouse.
Things would just start getting to me.
Maybe it could be a deer blind, because I do like sitting outside. I do enjoy that.
That'd be different, because there'd be like, you know, nature and stuff. But
yeah, I've done that a couple times, though, where I've been in the absolute middle of nowhere and you sit there all day. That's pretty.
Yeah,
that's alone with your thoughts.
Yeah, but you can look at a bird or something every once in a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. We're lucky. We're too caught up with externalities anyhow. And they say you'll never find happiness with stuff, you know, and whether it is.
Who says that?
Someone without stuff.
Or someone with too much stuff.
The Eastern, are you? He's almost done with his scratching. He came back to it right after I stopped that one.
Let the man scratch, will you?
Just get down there and help him. Geez.
Hey, wait. You know what? Maybe that's why this is called Scratch.
Yeah.
Hey. That could be the answer. It's Viggo scratching the floor.
Yeah.
But to answer Bale's question, Eastern philosopher or Eastern religions like Buddhism and stuff.
Buddhism.
I'm curious about that religion.
Have you ever heard of the derivative religion started, here in America called Buddhism?
Yeah. Sounds like a strip club.
It's guys with really fat fingers that scratch their dogs' asses.
Buddhism. Join now. Get a free
Buddhism.com.
Buddhism, you know, they sit quiet with themselves, meditation and all that, because they believe you know this, right?
Never heard of it.
Get out of town, dude. Seriously? You have never been curious of Buddhism and explored it, and yet you know of the reptilian wars waging in space that we cannot see because they're in a secondary dimension.
I never confirmed reptilians. I just said I was aware of the Anunnaki.
That says a lot about a person. If you're aware of Anunnaki,
your whole little diatribe about the reptilians versus the whites and the grays, also known as the Nordics, and how they have this console. No.
You're aware.
Never heard
of
it.
But the point is that if you've heard of that, and you just mentioned it now, then you have to have heard of Eastern frickin' philosophy.
All right, I don't have a bottle opener. I'm going to try to do it off the desk. What do you guys think?
Use your wedding ring.
No, it's made of silicone.
Oh. You're just going to slam it on the side of the desk?
I'm gonna try to pull it off.
Use your key.
Well, long story short,
guys, I'm going into the shop for a second to get a church key. I'll be right back.
Jesus Christ!
Alone with yourself, with no thoughts of future, past, or anything. It's very disturbing to even try it because you start finding out when you try to meditate, for instance, that thoughts come rushing in from who knows where to interrupt peace. And there is something to what they study and practice, because we're on a constant, whether by hook or crook, hunt for stimuli that either lift us up, bring us down, things we long for, things that we'd like to get rid of, and all these things. And it's a hurricane. It's like a tornado that you're stuck in the middle of with all these things, whatever it might be in your life. And they believe that pain, suffering, lies to the east, west of being content with just being. In other words, you know, materialism, just the moment. So that's what the story is with that.
Did it make enough noise coming in and out?
Yeah,
of course. I've heard things about that. But it made me think of something when you were talking about it. I have something, and a lot of people have it, that I deal with every once in a while when I'm sleeping. You guys ever heard of sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that happen to me maybe 2-3 times a year. That is freaking terrifying. It is the scariest thing ever.
It happened to me once.
Yeah, dude. It's
years ago.
It's like you're awakened. It's almost like you're completely conscious, but you can't move.
Your body, when you fall, so it's a weird thing because your body goes into that state of sleep, subconsciousness, and sleep and dream state, REM sleep, and all these things, and your whole body shuts down. But in your situation, and I had that happen once, your mind awakens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm awake, so let me get up. And then you realize that the rest of your body is freaking not moving. And you're like, what the hell's going on? And then the struggle for me, that one time that did happen to me, I was like pushing, like my mind is, I'm awake, but my body is complete. And I'm like pushing, and it took, I don't know how long it took or not. And I managed to get out of it. It was the weirdest thing. And I was free. I was a kid. And I was like, what the heck is this? Right? Is that how it is for you, Ryan?
Yeah. It's like, just like I said, it's like you're awake, but you can't move. And I did like some research on it after, well, not the first time it happened, because I was a kid the first time it happened. But as I got older, I started looking it up. And I guess it's a thing that's been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
And like ancient people called it sleep demons because they said it felt succubus. Like, yeah, it felt like a demon was sitting on your chest and you couldn't get up.
Succubus, the incubus.
Yeah, it's freaking, man.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Can you explain? No, that reference that you just mentioned.
The succubus?
Yeah.
The female demon that would come and have sex with you while you're sleeping?
And they're called succubus?
I don't recall that part of the experience.
They're called succubus?
Succubus and incubus.
Succubus. Okay.
Yeah, good damn. Band, but not really.
Oh, was it one time?
How'd you know about that? I'm sorry, Doc.
That's okay.
I read a lot.
Uh-huh.
I've never had that sleep paralysis. I get the stupid cramps in my leg.
Oh, yeah.
Like in my...
You get up and walk them off?
No, because...
That's how I have to get rid of them. I got to walk them off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the only way I can get them to go away.
Succubus and walk them off.
Yeah, it's usually in the calf. Yeah. And so your inclination is your toe starts to point. That makes it worse. So you have to fight against it and pull your toes up towards you.
No, it's succubus and walk right off.
Is your leg sore the rest of the day, like after you wake up?
No.
See, mine usually is. Just like it's real tender the rest of the day.
Those are horrible.
There's some like pictures, not pictures, drawings, I guess, from way back when of people drawing their experience from that sleep paralysis. And it's spooky, man. I never associated it with demons or anything. I was just like, why the frick can't I move?
I did without knowing about the succubus Well, heck.
So was your demon a succubus or an incubus?
No, I didn't know until. So wait, incubus. So is the incubus?
Just answer the question.
Is this incubus the dude?
So it was an
incubus. What are they doing going around banging?
Why not?
Hey, because you're paralyzed and it's free sex is why.
That sounds like Bill Cosby stuff.
Like a demon gigolo.
Demon gigolo.
Jiggling, demon jiggling.
Is
that a spectator sport?
Really, it's a weird thing, but I
probably
did feel like the body was. You've heard of outer body experiences. Look, I do not like what you said, confirm or deny, but I think that there's more to life in the ethereal sort of plane. There's more that we don't. There's way more that we don't know that are things that people wouldn't touch because it's so out there with what. We're in a paradigm of ideas and thoughts and what's acceptable, not acceptable, and what's even a little risque and challenging and this and that to the norms. But there's more out there, otherworldly. I'm not sure 100%, but it feels like there should be something beyond that, beyond the sort of the extremes of the norm, you know, the far reaches of the extreme of the norm. So who knows if there's that sort of thing where creatures, spiritual creatures, come and try to draw you out and do away with you or steal your being.
So when you were visited by the incubus, were you sleeping on your back or your stomach?
Dude, you're the one with the incubus and succubus. I'm not gonna fall. Dude, listen.
Do you look like Brandon Boyd?
What isn't it? Is the incubus the dude that bangs the freaking sleeping guy? Is that the story?
What do you want it to be?
I want it to be done away with and move forward to something else.
All right. Yeah.
I'm genuinely curious. What is the difference between the two?
The succubus is female and the incubus is male.
So why didn't you just say to me, yes, Eloy, that's exactly it. So why doesn't the succubus and the incubus get together and just leave everybody alone?
I don't know. Maybe they need the energy of the human.
Ooh. Well, look. So do you guys, I mean, come on, dude, look, there's nothing gained by staying within the bound. Frickin' tell me, do you guys think that there's otherworldly stuff or not? Don't play it safe. Tell us.
I've seen no evidence. I want there to be, but I have yet to see proof.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm a healthy, I can't wrap my head around it, guy. So I try not to worry myself with such thoughts. I have no problem believing it's real. I have no problem believing it's not real. I think there's things you're meant to understand, the things you're not meant to understand. And that's one of the ones that maybe you're not meant to understand. Doesn't mean you can't think about it, but I think that's like the other 90% of your brain that we're not using right now, according to, you know, that we only use 10% of our brain.
Let me tell you this. I'm not in no ways anywhere near an expert. I just heard of this, but there's this.
You're not a brain expert?
There's no, by no means. Oh, there's a drug that folks have been messing with that creates a hallucinogenic spiritual sort of travel. I don't know what it's called. There's a word for it. And people have reported around the world. You could look this up. There's actual studies on it. The drug is called DMT, and people end up visiting another plane. They describe it as this. They visit another plane, and in that plane, there's creatures waiting for them or there. Those creatures are usually surprised that the human is there. And this experience is actually copied or repeated in all these people, and there's actual scientific studies with it, and they have the same situation where they go into another realm. At least this is what they perceive. I'm not saying that this is a fact or not. They see creatures there. And so people are arguing. Scientists don't know what to make of it. They're arguing that there might be parallel or simultaneous parallel universes that we don't see that are there, that exist. There's more to us here than we know about. Even if it's on the safe side of finding a dinosaur bone, or on the extreme side of, you know, a succubus, you know, or whatever.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I just have a hard time believing that you have to do something. smoke something or take something.
Well, Native Americans did peyote, right?
Right. And they trip balls for religious purposes. I got that. Or, you know, it's just, even that, it's just weird that you wouldn't be able to just access that. It's
yeah, because your brain's overthinking it and blocking it. So you need to short circuit it out a bit.
Perhaps. I think it's just a very modern thought of modern man to be like, I'm going to take something and cross over.
So it's just a hallucination that all people have the same,
which is problematic.
It's like a cross between Land of the Lost and H.R. Puffin stuff.
And Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah.
But it's problematic because if you have, like, let's say all of us after the show, we go to sleep and the next day we all report back and we say, dude, I had a dream and I was sitting on a dragon flying through the mountains and there was a golden sword sitting at the top of the mountain and there were elves there waiting. And Ryan says the same thing, and Bale says the same thing, and Doc says the same thing. We've got a frickin' problem because that's too many specifics that are commonly shared.
Is this something that has been documented? Do people all have the same vision?
Yeah, not everyone.
I'm sorry, hallucination.
Not everyone, but there's studies, and there's a lot of people that report the same situation through scientific study of the drug. And it's also helpful. And so I'm not pro it, that or against it or any of that. I just, you know, have, you know, looked into it sort of surface wise.
Yeah.
It's weird because of these people all having a common experience using this
drug. I have no problem believing any of that. I got too much shit going on to see the other side right now. I'm trying to make sense of the things that I can perceive and are in front of me. I don't want to go any further. Huh?
Like what?
Like just trying to do daily life and take care of the boys and
Scratched.
You guys ever go into like a sketchy mart, like a convenience store of questionable propriety, and you see those tiny roses in the glass ball? Yeah. Do you know that that's a legal way for them to sell you a crack pipe?
What?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? There's that tiny little rose. It's about yay big. I don't know. A guy at work turned me onto it. I was like, why would anyone buy that?
That's funny. I hung around with a couple crackheads in my day.
Yeah. He was like, oh, you don't know? He's like, that's a legal way for them to sell a crack pipe to you.
It's funny. Most of the guys I hung
around with, what?
They just used tire pressure gauges with steel wool on them.
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah, isn't it? And you could always tell the guy that did it because he always had like his lips were all burned up and stuff. It's just disgusting. Oh, I should have picked a better crowd to hang around with.
There's people, sometimes there's no options, like in a small town. Or did you have options?
Probably.
He could hang around with himself in his freaking treehouse.
Right.
With his purple hair.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's, you give a kid innocence, you know, it happened to all of us or most of us, I don't know, I'm curious to see it, you know, if you guys, but so I was taught that there's Santa Claus and be good, right? It's like you better be good, because if not, and then at a certain age you're like, you know, if what
Snooky Bus is gonna get you.
Well, yeah, you know. And no, but you know what's funny, my father had never really heard about the tooth fairy. It wasn't a thing. And in school, you know, it's a tooth fairy and this and that. So I came home as in cash. And I was like, hey, you know, this tooth, I was little, you know, and there's a tooth fairy. I never got crap from the tooth fairy. He wasn't playing that game. So Santa Claus was the one.
there's no Cuban tooth fairy.
No.
What about the Easter Bunny? Anything for that?
For what?
Easter Bunny.
I thought you said Sphincter Bunny.
Hey, tell us about that one.
So there's this tradition called Sphincter Bunny. No, the Easter Bunny was
more.
The Easter Bunny was just, you know, eggs, you know, hid around the yard and with little freaking candies and, you know, and then there was like you'd have to go to church and stuff and all that stuff.
My grandparents always put change in our Easter eggs, like the plastic ones that close.
Yeah,
we get a couple.
There's always like 50 cents in them.
Yeah.
I like that. I used to get $2 bills.
Yeah.
It was a big thing too. I remember, I'd be like, oh, two.
Do you ever whip them out and show your kids? Do you still have some?
The $2 bills?
Yes. Yes, Bales, the $2 bills. You dirty bastard.
That is the most upsetting and disturbing thing that someone's ever said.
No, not yet, though.
On a podcast.
You know what the best thing about being a parent is? A dad that has nothing but boys. Like when we go camping and stuff, when they're like 1, 2, 3 years old, you know, you just throw them in the shower with you at the campgrounds. At what age do you stop doing that?
I don't. I don't do that. No,
when
I don't
point
do that.
At it and they ask what it is. Nope. Because I did that to my father at a campground.
I don't do that. I've never done that. I never will do that.
Oh,
no, sorry. Fella. That's your deal. This is your wife time.
How would the kid get a shower?
So you're a nudist?
How would he get a shower? I would spray him off.
No, we'd go to the showers. I remember that day. And I pointed and I said, "What is that?" And my father said, "Don't worry about it."
Yeah. Mind your damn business. Turn around and rinse off. That would be my exact answer if I was in your father's situation. Mind your damn business. Turn around and rinse off.
Well, look, for Ryan, just to my what I wanted to say. So that point when you stop believing in Santa Claus, do you go? Did you guys go to your parents and say, you know what? I think maybe Santa Claus thing is not a real thing. You know, I did.
You know,
I went up to my mom. Let me just tell you this.
Okay, and, yeah.
You know, I went up to my mom, and I remember this as if it were yesterday. And I said, "Mom, Santa Claus does not exist." Like I came up to, but like I still believed, right? But I was challenging, so I came up, "Mom, Santa Claus does not exist," and she's like, "Son, don't say that. That is horrible," and this and that. And like, because these are lessons. And I'm like, I shrunk back. I was like, did I screw up? You know, I'm testing bounds, but did I screw up? And then she says, of course it's Santa Claus. And then that night or some nights after, after Christmas had passed, I opened up the presents and this and that. Well, my mom forgot to hide the freaking roll of gift wrapping. And it's the same. So it's the same gift wrapping as the presents that Santa Claus brought, right? And so I tried to, in my mind, see if, well, maybe Santa Claus brings them unwrapped, and then my folks wrap. Like I was trying to figure out, you know, how to correct the situation. But I finally confronted my mom. I said, "Mom, look at this!" And I pulled out the freaking wrapper, you know, gift wrap. And I said, "Look, it's the same as the gifts." And she still, dude. Even then, she said, "No, Santa left the extra roll." She kept going, and finally, it was like all over, you know. So, did you have something like that?
I don't remember mine. I remember my kids when they discovered it, but yeah, I don't remember mine because we always told they, you know, when they get like second, third, fourth grade, they start kind of asking, like, "So and so at school told me Santa's not real." So our response always with all three of them was, "Well, what do you think?" And then they would be like, "Yeah, I think he's real." I'd be like, "Well, there you go."
That's great. So you didn't lie.
Right.
You just let it perpetuate. But when was the point where they said, "Dad,
Probably about fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in there.
And what'd you say?
10, 11 years old. And said, "Love, if that's what you think, man."
Oh, so you never confirmed it? You just let it slide? Mm.
Nope.
That's right. So just I want to say something else, but it's great. How about nails and dogs?
What about it?
Oh, come on.
I was just thinking during that one year when I was older and the jig was up, I was like 13, but I had younger brothers, so I played ball.
You were how old were you?
I was 13, but
dude, you were totally captivated.
No. I wasn't 13 when I found out. I was thinking of a story when he was saying that. When I was 13, I had younger brothers, and we'd all gone to bed, and then Santa, air quotes, showed up or whatever, and we got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I opened up everyone's presents with a razor blade so we could see what we got, and then I scotch taped everything back up very carefully. We went back to bed.
That is so evil.
We totally got away with it. It was one of the few times me and my middle brother were like on the same page, and like he never ratted me out or.
But
like,
it's such a you kind of ruined it though. Like, okay, so no matter how bad I wanted to open a present, I would you know, it's not, I wouldn't sneak it because I knew it was a present that was coming. So I you know, waited for the present and then you could open it. And like, I had no problem in general, you know, I sure would, I'd get, you know, hesitant, but to do that, to cross that line.
I just think I was more or less wanted to see if I get away with it.
And you did.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember opening them up, like razor blade, and opening it up and sliding the box out and leaving the one side of the wrapping paper like together.
Dude, you were cunning. There. You were cunning back then.
I still am, by the way. Still very.
You know what I mean? At such an early age.
I was, yeah. I figured some stuff out pretty early. I was pretty good like that. I should have applied myself harder. What a waste. I am Jack's wasted life.
So how about Bales? Bales, tell us.
I don't remember when my Santa dreams were crushed, but I do remember that I was always trying to catch him in the act.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I was always trying to stay awake. I'd hear a sound. I'd creep up the stairs. Mother would yell, you know, get back to bed. And then I started questioning the whole Santa comes down the chimney because we didn't have a chimney.
Right.
Does so that screw things up for a kid or what?
Yeah. So then she's like, oh, no. Well, we leave the doors unlocked. And I'm like, well, that's not the norm because we never leave the doors unlocked. So then I started questioning which door was left unlocked. Then I'd wait for her to go to bed. Then I'd try to sneak up to see if the door was actually left unlocked.
It wasn't.
I just became a real pain in the ass, but I don't remember how I actually found out or how I actually broke her into telling the truth. But I do remember searching all the closets and the house for presents in advance. And I do remember stealthily unwrapping them similar to Doc.
So you were like a December gumshoe freaking looking for cookie crumbs and
yeah. She probably got tired of me asking questions.
Yeah, dude, did your parents do any of the my parents didn't do it, but we went like Amy went full bore like trying to pull one over the kids. Like she would take like oatmeal and put like glitter in it and stuff and like throw it on the sidewalk and like, look guys, it's reindeer food.
They did the, you know, the cookie and the milk, and they take a bite of the cookie and drink some of the milk.
Right, right. No. The best part is when you become a parent, you get to make up the rules of what Santa likes and don't like. Oh. We never once set out cookies and milk. We set out Slim Jims and Diet Mountain Dew.
That's hilarious, dude.
But Dad, Santa likes cookies and milk. I'd be like, the hell he does. He likes Slim Jims and Mountain Dew.
You got to switch it up, man. Look at all these houses.
Well, dear Santa, enjoy your Red Bull.
Dear Santa, enjoy my wife.
Whoa.
Wow. He got things to do, but, you know, whatever.
The cool thing about that is just, you know, you guys saying that these are similar, you know, experiences that we have.
So you're saying that it never happened? We were just all on DMT?
See, yeah. What happened to me is I woke up and there was a creature.
Well, it's still
a common occurrence, man.
Yeah.
No, a DMT
around Christmas time.
DMT could be real too, even though that they're tripping. It could be a real thing. We don't know, but it's funny that we all had these same cultural experiences that makes up our society, and it's pretty similar, right? The chimney thing. We had a chimney. But it was blocked.
We didn't have one.
So it's like, how's he going to get down? So yeah, but in England, because I was talking to JP about this, and this is probably not a great segue, but just for the heck of it, over there, after Christmas or the day of Christmas, they call it Boxing Day.
I thought that was Canada.
Does Canada have a Boxing Day?
Possibly.
Thought so.
It's the weirdest thing, dude. I just wanted to throw that out there. Boxing Day.
So what the frick is Boxing Day?
When they put all their boxes away.
It would be much better if it involved a ring and ropes.
Oh, I'm just letting you know.
That's what I thought. It's, okay, in parts of British Commonwealth, a public holiday celebrated on the first day, strictly the first weekday after Christmas Day. Origin, mid-19th century, from the custom of giving tradespeople a Christmas box on this day.
So it's a national holiday. For them, they get an extra day off work, those bastards.
I work for the British, so yes, we do.
You bastard.
You work for the British?
Yep.
You know what? You posted that the other day, and I had to look it up. I had never heard of them.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like the Comcast of the UK.
Well, I live in the United States,
So. Yeah, I know. Well, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Get outside your circle, man.
Sounds like it's not a good situation with them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, which is something you probably don't want to talk about. I didn't realize it was such a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks, man.
Eloy, I know you had the sphincter bunny, but we had the Easter bunny. But aside from that, did you say you did have the tooth fairy? No, you said your father wouldn't play the tooth fairy game.
He would not.
Because my parents were doing the whole silver dollar for a tooth. And then as you got older, it escalated up to higher denominations.
Oh, it did?
Like maybe I got a 5-ski.
What? For a tooth?
Man, I had some teeth pulled at a younger age. Some of my premolars pulled so I could get braces. So $5 probably made me shut up.
You were banking, dude.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So what did little Bales buy with that $5?
Oh, probably freaking painted drumsticks or something stupid.
All right.
A little sucky sucky from the succubus?
That's free. That's free. It doesn't cost money. Yeah,
first one's free.
Yeah, man. Come on. That's a nocturnal visit.
You guys ever had a near-death experience?
One time I was in a golf cart. My buddy almost flipped it. Like we came down a hill and we spun 3 times in it. The third time I jumped off.
How close to death are we talking?
Whatever.
That was the one time I remember during it happening being like, oh, we're totally going to bite it right here.
Wow. I mean, I've been in car accidents. I've had a boat propeller explode on me.
Yeah, have you had one that, like, right after it was done, you're like, holy crap, I about freaking died.
Yeah.
See, I know. Well, since I asked the question, I'll start it out and give you guys time to think about it. When we went to Ozfest in 03, I drove down and back, and I was super duper tired, and we were coming back up whatever freaking highway it was, and it was just pouring, like, buckets of rain, and everybody was driving real slow, and you could barely see. And I was dead tired amongst, you know, other things since we were at a rock festival. And we was coming down the road and across the median or whatever it's called, this car spun out and like came crashing across the median and did like a 360 and landed like the turn signal that they had on was blinking right outside my window, the driver's side window. So it was just like I pulled over and sat for like a half hour because that jack me up, man.
Wow.
So that's my near-death experience.
I had a propeller driving an airboat. Luckily, they explode to the sides. I've had many strange that kind of stuff. But the worst was a car accident. My seatbelt, which I had on, did not work. You know, it's supposed to lock when you come to a sudden stop and whatnot. And I slammed into the steering wheel at full force. I mean, it's like as if you were flying, you know, falling and hitting cement, you know, pavement. It was like, bam! All of a sudden, I went into shock. Have you guys ever gone into shock?
I don't believe so.
Oh, man, I think that accident screwed my shit up because once you go into shock, your body, your senses, it's like tunnel. You get tunnel vision and you're hearing if everything becomes far away. You feel distant. You're in shock. And I remember a guy coming up. Are you OK? And he felt like he was far away. And he was like, are you OK? And I was like, it was far away, right? Far away. And I was like, I couldn't even talk. I was like, and he was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, and it was a horrible thing. Then the ambulances came. They put me in those neck brace things and body. And luckily, other than massive bruising, I couldn't move. It was horrible. And I didn't break anything, but it was so savage. And since then, I've had a backache, which comes and goes. I didn't want to drive. It was so shocking of an experience that I didn't want to drive. I was working at the casino at the time, and I'd work at night. And obviously, they give you time off, and it was very hard to go. I had to go buy a car. Hard to even get in a car and drive because I was like, screw that, you know. It was horrible. So I drive pretty slow. Wasn't my fault, the accident, but just the same. Horrible, dude, horrible. So, yeah, that was pretty near.
What about you two?
not thinking of like a specific like event that happened. I remember one time we were running late to go to a concert, and it was me and my buddy waiting for another kid that we hung out with and his girlfriend. His girlfriend was driving, and we drove, like, we made a 2-hour trip in about 45 minutes, and it was raining, and me and my buddy were in the back seat, and I mean, we were scared for our lives the whole ride. I mean, she was hydroplaning. We were just the whole time, we're like, you can slow down, we can totally miss the beginning act and whatever. She's like, no. And she's just gunning it the whole time. At one point, my buddy turned, looked at me, and shook my hand. And went, well, it's been a good ride, huh? And I was like, oh, man, are we accepting death right now? And we can't be doing that. That was, I remember being really, really scared. Like, I was like, we're going to go off the road. Slow down. What do you do? You know what I mean? She wasn't pulling over. And it was pouring rain as well. So what was it going to be on the side of the highway? Wow. Thanks for picking me up. It was like, you know, the options were limited. That was scary as hell. I just got anxiety just thinking about it.
What about you, MJ?
I can't think of any. I mean, I've wrecked a car, but I walked home. So that wasn't bad. I have been in the backseat of a car, like, similar to Doc's experience, but I was so drunk that I didn't care. I was just like, whatever.
Woo!
I'll just walk it off. I've had other times where I've been so drunk that I'm like, you know, talking to an outer, you know, otherworldly being. I'm like, you know, I don't really believe in a God, but if there is one and I make it through this, I swear I won't drink for like another week.
But that's in the past, right?
Making empty promises, Bales.
Oh man, I've been really drunk before.
But that's in the past, or is that like, does that still happen where you get shit faced?
No, I can't. My body can't handle that shit. Too old.
I never really enjoyed that.
No, it's really not enjoyable.
It was never like my deal. Every once in a while, I'd let her rip, but it was very few and far between because it was just it took such a toll.
Yeah, I prefer the slow burn.
Yeah, it's just I can't pound it like that. Never could, didn't want to. Never agreed with me. Like, I'm really tired and I want a sandwich. Yeah, I get like 2-3 beers in and I just want to eat something. And then eventually I'll be like, yeah, we can eat this and take a nap. I'm like, yeah, naps. All right, good. It's just, I was never one of those like, yeah, let's go get more beer. Like, more beer? How much more beer could you possibly want?
Yeah, frankly, I'm with you on that, dog. It's like, 2-3 beers, frankly, for me, I'm fine. It's like, it's not, you know, Jack and Coke, though, or whatever whiskey.
That's my poison, too.
Eloy likes the rum, don't you?
He does.
Yeah, I used to drink Jack and Coke.
Yeah, I mean,
a bottle in 2 days.
Yep.
But that's still a bottle.
Yeah, I could drink a fifth in 2 days. I could drink a fifth in a night at one point. Like a long night.
But
you know,
yeah. That next day is no fun.
It was always the soda that did me in.
You know, one time I was helping a friend jump his car battery because his car was dead, and he must have crossed the wrong cables or hooked something up wrong because the battery started glowing red hot. Right? Like a cartoon where the thing's going nuclear.
What?
And
ludicrous speed.
Yeah, it was me and two other guys. And the two other guys turn tail and start booking. And I'm standing by the car with this glowing battery. And instead of booking, I don't know where I got these balls of steel. I just reached over and unhooked the cables because it was my car. I didn't want it to blow up.
Oh, yeah. I would have been the same way.
That's where the balls of steel came in.
Oh, man.
Bales of steel.
I could have gone up in a second. That would have been a fiery out.
Yeah.
Coming to a theater this fall. Bales of Steel.